Thank you, Chair, for providing us another opportunity for a second round of reactions on this characterization and the comments we have heard this morning and yesterday on this. We see this effort as on the characterization and definition to also agree on a scope of our instrument, since we're not doing it in vacuum. Whatever scope we will be able to define for these weapon systems, we are basically expressing our intention that we want these weapon systems to be covered under prohibitions and restrictions that will follow in subsequent sections. So for us, when we debate or discuss on these finer points in this characterization, the question that we should be asking and that my delegation is asking to ourselves is whether we want those specific weapon systems to be covered by those regulations and prohibitions or not. So in that context, with approaching from that lens, I would just like to highlight our and share our comments on the two aspects that have been discussed yesterday also and today. One is the question of what kind of functions we would need to list, whether we need identify, track, or other functions. Comments have been heard, of course, on whether before these functions, in other functions of a weapon system, if autonomy is there, whether we need to include those systems as well. Now, we would advise against, in terms of limiting the scope of weapon systems, as ICRC also said yesterday, that if we list other functions, the risk is that we are adding cumulatively, we are adding certain conditions that unless those conditions are met, only then those weapon systems would be characterized as lethal autonomous weapon system. Another issue with that approach, specifically the approach that was highlighted, that we should also consider functions other than this, these critical functions. Before activation, if they have autonomy. But in our deliberations in this year and in our last decade or so when we've been talking about the humanitarian challenges and risks, the challenges that have been highlighted by different state parties are linked with these, with the autonomy in these critical functions. We have not heard so far any risks or challenges that appear or that emanate because there is autonomy outside the critical functions. But if there are challenges, of course, we can certainly look at them and see how we can address. So for us, the primary, the problem, the issue is that what are those functions in which, where there is autonomy and without context appropriate human involvement and judgment, what kind of problems arise, and we need to regulate and prohibit those systems. So in that spirit, we are very much satisfied with these two functions that you have listed, select and engage. Then the question of the second aspect, the element that I wanted to address is the question of further human intervention and nominal human input. We heard today the explanation on nominal human input. Yesterday, we also heard from the civilian agenda. I think it's a valid argument why we would have to, we would need to close this loophole. Again, primary reason being whether we would like to have such weapon systems where the, such a characterization where because of a certain loophole, they can escape regulations. Just because there is a nominal input without any context-based appropriate human involvement, if those systems have the risk of escaping the regulations. And if there is a risk, if there is a risk of such a loophole, we need to address that. Now, there could be two approaches. I think it was stated by the Italian ambassador today as well, whether we try to further define further human intervention, what is that human intervention? Like kind of a positive characterization. Or second approach could be what cannot be a human intervention, further human intervention, a kind of a negative characterization which excludes a certain range of actions in that context. From our point of view, we believe this second approach, where we address that loophole, is more realistic, where we have significant chances of arriving at some sort of convergence, that we are listing that there are certain systems that can select and engage a target without further human intervention, but there are certain actions which will not constitute to be that human intervention, and those actions are nominal human input that can arrive at any stage after the activation without context-appropriate human involvement and judgment, because we would want those systems to be regulated and fall in the scope of this instrument as well. Thank you.